Right, we can start to call the meeting to order.
All right. This is the personnel board meeting for Wednesday, November 19th, 2025. Calling the meeting to order, and we'll do a roll call.
Helga Varani.
Angela Nash. Are there other personnel board members on the call? If so, announce your name.
Well, that would be you.
Walt Jackson.
Okay.
Think that's it then. And I do have a script that I do need to read here, real quick, Angela. So this is our virtual meeting opening script. Welcome to our virtual meeting. We are going to cover a few basic items before beginning. If you lose connection at any point during the meeting, you can reconnect by clicking the link or calling the number in your original email. To members and city staff, members, if you are able, please activate your video for purposes of quorum and keep it on for the duration of the meeting. Staff, if you are able, please activate your video when you are speaking. The chair and committee staff are responsible for muting and unmuting committee members. Members can rename themselves if they wish to add pronouns after your name. Use the raise hand feature when you'd like to be recognized to speak, ask questions, or request a roll call vote. During any roll call, all participants will be unmuted briefly. Staff, click raise hand when you are asked a question. The chair will do their best to call on committee members in order in which hands are raised. Lowering your hand will take you out of queue. Members of the public who have registered to speak, the name you entered in Zoom must match the name you entered in registration. You will remain muted until called upon. Staff will tell you when time is up. After speaking, a member of the body may ask you a question. If you need to share documentation with the board, please send it to the email listed on today's agenda. Please do not use your video. If you turn on your video, it will be shut off. So I just wanted to quickly check. We do not have any registrants. Also just wanted to check the email to see if we had anybody that had sent anything in. And I don't see any emails that have come in to the personnel board. So we can progress.
All right. So we have three members of the personnel board on the call. That is quorum, correct?
Correct.
All right. Do I have a motion to approve the minutes from the October 8th meeting?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Walt, second.
Thank you. The motion is to approve. Is there any discussion on the motion? Okay, hearing none. If there is no objection, we will record a unanimous vote in favor of the motion. If you do object, use the Zoom raise hand function now, and we will call the roll. Seeing no hands raised, the motion passes.
Angela, we do have another some verbiage. It might not be on your document you have,
Okay.
so I can go ahead and read that. In a virtual meeting like this, it is particularly important that we carefully follow Robert's Rules of Order. Therefore, please do not speak until you've raised your hand and been recognized by the chair. The chair will ask for a motion and second for each agenda item unless it is noticed for discussion only. Any member wishing to join the debate or move an amendment will also have to raise their hand and be recognized by the chair. Similarly, if you have some other information to bring to the attention of the chair, such as a point of order or request for information, please use the raise hand function. Okay, thank you.
Thank you. All right, moving on. Public comment. And you already addressed that there were no registrants for public comment today at this meeting, correct?
Correct, yep.
Okay. Are there any disclosures or recusals on behalf of board members for today's agenda? Okay. New business. Item number two. Is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
Is there a second? Well, it's you.
Yes, second. Right.
All right. Bill?
Good afternoon. Can you hear me?
Yes.
All right. I was having some microphone issues earlier today. Glad that those have been sorted out. For those who don't know me, I am Bill Wick. I'm a human resources analyst with the city. I will be presenting on two studies at this meeting. The first one is related to the fleet technician classification in the fleet service division. This study was originally requested by Rachel Darkin, who is the current assistant fleet superintendent, was at the time the fleet program manager. Requested a study of all fleet technician positions in the fleet service division. Those positions currently exist in the classification in compensation group 15 range 8A. The recommendation today is to create range 9A in comp group 15, the salary schedule, and delete the classification of fleet technician in comp group 15 range 8A of the salary schedule, and then delete range 8A from the comp group 15 salary schedule due to fleet technician being the only classification in that range, and then recreate the classification of fleet technician in comp group 15 range 9A of the salary schedule, recreate all of the fleet technician positions in the new range, and reallocate all of the employees in the fleet tech class to the new range. I see that the resolution says reallocation to the new classification. I hope that doesn't cause any issues with the process due to the language being slightly different in the memo. From what I could find, the fleet tech class spec was last updated in December 2011, so that led me to believe that this position has not been studied in at least 14 plus years. There are two other classifications that are in the fleet service division that fall in comp group 15 range 9 that have similar levels of experience and training required as minimum qualifications. So this recommendation would align the fleet technician positions with those classifications of master auto body technician and welder. My understanding is there is not currently anyone employed in the welder class, but given the substantial overlap in the duties and responsibilities, but with the auto body technician and welder being slightly more specialized work and fleet techs performing a broader scope of work, it seemed appropriate to align those classifications. The reason for the creation of range 9A is that because in the fleet tech class spec, there are two additional ranges, 6 and 7, that can be attained based on a combination of service time and acquiring additional certifications. So for the reasons outlined here, I am recommending the previously noted recommendations. Are there any questions, Aaron?
Thank you. Not a question. I really appreciate your analysis, Bill. I just wanted to flag for committee members that it also does bring up some questions about a couple of positions in the water utility that do similar auto body work, fleet technician slash work, or slash fleet technician work. So we will be meeting with folks in those units to potentially bring something back to you related to those as well. So not a question, just a flag for future consideration.
Thank you for that information. Any questions on behalf of the board? The motion was to approve. If there's no objection, we will record a unanimous vote in favor of the motion. If you do object, use the Zoom raise hand function now and we will call the roll. Seeing no hands raised, the motion passes. To the next item. Of new business number three. This is Bill again.
We'll need a motion.
Right. Is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
Thank you.
So just wanted to note, there was a little bit of an oopsie doopsie on the version of the memo attached to this agenda item. We'll clean that up as this advances to Finance Committee and Common Council, assuming approval today. But the content should be correct. This is a study related to four equipment operator three positions in the Parks Division's construction section. Those positions fall in compensation group 16, range 12. Recommendation for consideration is to create the classification of Parks Construction Specialist 1 in compensation group 16, range 12. Create the classification of Parks Construction Specialist 2 in compensation group 16, range 14. Recreate these four positions as Parks Construction Specialist 2 in the new range and reallocate the employees of those positions to the new Parks Construction Specialist 2 range. We found during the course of the study, there had been a Parks Construction Lead Worker classification in Comp Group 16, Range 14 that had become obsolete sometime back at the time the playground technician classification was created. However, there is significant overlap in the higher level responsibilities that are being performed by these positions with that form of classification. So the determination was that it would be appropriate to create a new class in range 14 and then have a entry level, not truly entry level, and is defined by the personnel rules because there are experience and knowledge requirements to hold the position. But in terms of entry level into this classification series, so that equipment operator twos or equipment operator threes from other sections or from outside the city who may not be as familiar with the full range of duties performed by this position or operation of all of the equipment that these positions use can get into that classification series. And then when they're demonstrating full proficiency and performance of duties, they can then advance to the construction specialist two level accordingly. I think that's all I've got. Are there any questions? Walt.
These incumbents or these people in these positions, I just have a question on have they been on in these positions already? And if so, is there retro, would they be getting retro pay?
Yes, they have been in these positions. I believe they've all been in those positions for more than 2 years, in some cases, close to 20, if not more than 20 years. And my understanding is that they would receive retro pay back to the payroll period that starts after the original receipt date of the study request in November of 2023. So there is potentially a significant amount of retro pay that would be applied.
Thank you.
Any other questions on behalf of the board? Okay. The motion was to approve. If there's no objection, we will record a unanimous vote in favor of the motion. If you do object, use the Zoom raise hand function now, and we will call the roll. Seeing no hands raised, the motion passes. The next agenda item, number four, is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
Is there, thank you. And this item is Julie's.
Yes, so this is our annual agenda item that we have been bringing forward to highlight some new classifications that we are creating or changes to classifications that we're making in light of new positions that are coming into the city in 2026. And so just as a high level summary of this memo, the benefits manager, it's a new classification, although back in 2011, we did have a compensation and benefits manager, which was our fourth manager in HR. We did go away from that and restructured HR to only have three managers at that time. So now we are reinstituting a fourth manager who will oversee benefits, FMLA, ADA. And so that is a new position that we are creating. The next one is an assistant city forester. So this person will be assisting the city forester with high level work, serving in their absence when they are not available. The water, get the right title here, water quality supervisor. In the water utility, we used to have two positions, one that managed water quality, one that managed water supply. We merged those a while back to a water quality manager. However, over time, we realized that the workload was too significant for one position. So now we have created one lower level position to manage the water quality side of that work, but it will not have the high level management responsibilities that the other position currently has. And then finally, the clerk's office did a reorganization. They met as a team with the new city clerk to talk about their structure. It currently has all employees reporting to the city clerk, which is a heavy lift. And so they have decided as a group that they are in need of two deputy city clerks to help out with that higher level, to distribute staff under them, and also establish three lead workers. So they're adding a couple levels within their structure so that people can specialize in different areas and the supervision is distributed among different individuals rather than the city clerk alone. Those are the changes. If there are any questions, we can take those at this time.
No questions on behalf of the board? Oh, I see. Walt, did you raise your hand?
Were these lead workers special? Are they subject matter experts, Julie, for each area then? Or will they be crossing over for all areas?
Yeah, so for that specific one, and Mike, I think you did that study. Do you want to chime in?
Sure, yes, Walt. The intent is that the lead workers would be specializing in different areas. I think one for elections, one for licensing, and I can't remember what that third area is off the top of my head. And then the same with the deputy city clerks. One would be in charge of the election process, and the other would be in charge of regulation and licensing, and then the city clerk would have the broad responsibility for the whole office.
Thank you, Mike.
Mm-hmm. Any other questions on behalf of the board? The motion was to approve this agenda item. If there are no objection, we will record a unanimous vote in favor of the motion. If you do object, use the Zoom raise hand function, and we will call the roll. Seeing no hands raised, the motion passes. And then I believe we have one more item, or is it a discussion item?
No, one more item.
Item. Okay. Yes, we have one more item. And that is the election, right?
Correct.
Election of personnel board chair and vice chair. Yeah, the calendars. All right. Helga.
Are we able to proceed with the election if we don't have the full board?
Yes. So the only requirement for the full board is to change the personnel rules. But as far as an election, as long as we have quorum, we can move forward with it. Thanks for asking, though. So we would need a motion, but we need to have nominations and a vote.
Right. So was there information provided previously related to nominations? Who's nominated?
Nope. That is part of this agenda item, is to make those nominations and vote.
Okay. So if we do nominations today, do we do the vote today, or do people have an opportunity to accept their nomination? Or is
yes.
that part of this meeting, or is that a separate discussion?
So I would say if you're nominating someone who is not present, we would probably have to delay the vote to make sure that they would accept it. Otherwise, I think we could move forward.
Okay.
And I know, obviously, Dana has served excuse me, as chair for quite some time. So just keeping that in mind.
So there were no previously submitted nominations?
No, the agenda item is just coming okay. out right now.
Mm-hmm. All right. Are there any nominations that people would like to announce?
I know that Dana had reached out to me and asked about my interest. I can put it out there that I would be willing to serve in the chair capacity unless there's other interest. But she's not here today, so I was under the, you know, I wasn't sure if she was intending to nominate me. She was reaching out to me to see if I had interest.
Okay.
We're kind of a small group here, so
We are a small group.
It's an informal discussion at this point.
So we need chair and vice chair. Helga, if you are self-nominating for chair, I will self-nominate for vice chair.
Walt, do you have any input?
I just feel like I'm too new here to take that leap, but
Fair enough.
I would second both of your nominations, I guess. I guess I'm a little confused with the people that aren't here. I didn't know if there was any interest, right? And if they haven't submitted it, but
right.
I can say that Dana has expressed interest in not being chair going forward for reasons already stated that she has had that role for a while now.
Okay, thank you.
So
are there any other members of the personnel board not here, or is it just the four folks?
So right now it is just four. There was a potential fifth. However, we just learned recently that they do not reside within the city of Madison, and therefore would not be eligible as far as I understand it. So we are still out seeking a fifth board member.
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay. So nominations are in.
So there would be a vote, and then we would have to do the motion and second.
Okay. Is there an anonymous voting mechanism for this meeting, or how does this work?
I think the vote is just verbal. It's it is not anonymous.
Okay. So I cast my vote for Helga as the chair.
I would cast my vote as for Helga for chair as well.
Helga, I think you have to
I
cast
will too.
And I'm going to cast my vote. Okay. So it's a unanimous vote for Helga as chair. And then I'm going to cast my vote for myself for vice chair.
I will also vote.
I would also
that
vote
way.
Angela for vice chair.
Okay, so then there's a unanimous decision for me for vice chair. Is there a motion to approve the results? Was there supposed to be a motion to approve the nominations, or just the motion to approve the overall vote?
I think just the vote.
Okay, is there a motion to approve the vote?
So moved.
So moved, second.
All right. Any discussion? I do have a question. Julie, can someone please send us out information related to what our role and responsibilities are as chair and vice chair? That's why I was asking if this is we announce nominations, there's a conversation, and then people have an opportunity to review the role to see if this is something that they'd be interested in first. So if you could just send that to me. I'm pretty familiar with what it is that I'll have to do, but I just want to be sure that I know what I'm signing up for, that I signed up for, because we already voted.
Yes, we can put something together.
Okay, perfect.
Thank you.
That's the only question that I have. Are there any other questions or discussion on behalf of other members of the board? No? Okay. The motion was to approve. If there's no objection, we will record a unanimous vote in favor of the motion. If you do object, use the Zoom raise hand function now, and we will call the roll. Seeing no hands raised, the motion passes. And now we are on the discussion items. So okay. I have number six of the agenda. Oh, wait, there was a calendar that was attached to this also.
Yeah, I just wanted to point that out. We did create the agenda for 2026. So that is attached for your reference. And we will follow that schedule moving forward, unless, of course, we don't have agenda items, in which case we would cancel a meeting if it was not needed.
Okay. I'm just making sure I print this out so I don't lose it. All right. And we already, what is the next item on the agenda? Discussion items.
Yep. So, excuse me, item six is just the summary of our administrative actions that were completed during October and so far into November. So as we do each meeting, just giving you a summary of those actions. And if there are any questions, we can address those.
Are there any questions or discussion on behalf of the board?
No.
Okay. And there needs to be a motion to approve this item as well, right?
I don't believe so, since it's just a discussion
item. Okay. All right.
Yeah. And then the final discussion item number seven, just an update on the compensation study. We held meetings with employees earlier this month to go over the proposed pay plan from Baker Tilly. We held those on November 3rd and 4th. We have released information as far as the PowerPoint, the recommendation and recordings of those meetings. And we have our next steering team committee meeting on December 1st, I believe it is, to talk about communications and implementation. So that is where we are at. We are also awaiting a final report from Baker Tilly, which we hope to have by the end of the year. And I think that's it for that update. So that covers the agenda.
All right. Any questions or discussion on behalf of the board for the last discussion item?
Well,
no.
Thanks. This might be a question for Aaron, and it's kind of related to the job study. I'm curious regarding reclasses that have been approved since the job study began, and how will they be integrated into the results of the job study?
Yeah, so any reclasses that we have done just over the last few months that had been held have already included the information that we got from the comp study in that analysis. So we included both sort of the market comparables as well as the internal comparables. Like, for example, with the fleet techs, the market comparables said they were reasonably adequately placed, but the internal comparables sort of indicated they should be a one level up, hence Bill's recommendation. So that's already been incorporated. For any that we're receiving since September 1st, we are holding those and we'll be using the new process once our analysts get trained on it to make sure that that we're assessing based on those eight different criteria that they have. That we're looking also at some of the market data and then the internal comparables, and with all of those things, pulling together a justifiable analysis. And so that's what we'll be doing going forward. I would anticipate our training won't start until the first quarter of next year. So those are just being sort of newly on hold. I think we've only received a few of those, maybe three or four, but do anticipate those auto techs at Water Utility being added to that group at some point this fall. But that's the general plan for how we would intend to move forward.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Any other questions on behalf of the board? Okay. Do I have a motion to officially adjourn the meeting?
So moved. I'll second.
All right, the motion is to adjourn. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Happy Thanksgiving, all.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you, Angela, for stepping up there.
Absolutely.
Yes, thank you.
My pleasure.
Yeah.
Thanks, Angela.
All right. Have a good day.
Thanks, HR staff.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.